Greetings and welcome back to Sfatai Tiftach, our weekly 3-minute podcast dealing with issues of language and tefillah. And in the last podcast, we looked at Psalm 93, the Shir Shel Yom of Yom Shishi, and the last pasuk and the problem that we encountered if we didn't parse it correctly. In this podcast, I'd like to turn our attention one day earlier to the Shir Shel Yom of Yom Chamishi, Psalm 81. And the last pasuk in Psalm 81, which is what is said out loud and by the reader. And the last pasuk is made up of 6 words, just like the last pasuk in Psalm 93 is made up of 9 words, and we clumped them into groups of 3. Similarly, here we have 6 words, and they're broken up perfectly by the etnachta, 1, 2, 3, etnachta, pause, 4, 5, 6, and they really are 2 phrases, vayachileu michelev chita, and the way it's typically read is Vayachileu michelev chita umitzur dvash aspiyaka. However, let's think about what that means. Vayachileu michelev chita means he fed them, and it seems to be referring to Bnei Yisrael during Yitziat Mitzrayim, as we saw in Pasuk Yod Aleph, Anochi Adonai Lecha Macha Me'eretz Yisrayim, Harchev Picha V'Malehu, I took you out of Mitzrayim, open your mouth and I will satiate it. So Vayachileu michelev chita seems to be, as the Ben Ezra says, a reference to the man, a poetic reference to the man. And there you could wonder whether or not the proper phrasing is Vayachileu michelev chita, he fed them wheat that is better than the fat, mechelev chita, or vachilev mechelev chita. He fed them wheat from the fat. What? Could be read either way. However, there's no question as to how the second half of the pasuk should be read. It's typically read, umitzur dvash aspiyaka. And the reason for that is that just as when we see a certain amount of words, we make automatic groups in our mind and read them that way, based on sort of an even distribution, but that's not necessarily the right way to do it. Similarly, here we have essentially 8 syllables. Umitzur dvash aspi eka. So we end up breaking it, umitzur dvash aspi eka. And it feels clumsy and awkward to do it differently. But what does that phrase mean? Umitzur dvash aspi eka means, I will satiate you from a honey rock. There is no such thing as a honey rock. It doesn't exist. This pasuk is patterned after the pasuk in Ha'azinu. V'shemen v'yanikehu dvash misela. He nursed them with honey from a rock. The rock is the source. The honey is the item. And so therefore, our pasuk should properly be read, v'yichileu michelev chita umitzur dvash aspiyaka. Again, because of the imbalance of the syllables, we don't have the style. We not typically don't read it that way, but that's the proper way to read it to express the intent of the pasuk, umitzur dvash aspiyaka. Shabbat shalom.